This program was produced at and first aired on MPR, Manawatu People's Radio, with support from New Zealand On Air. Ka pai, irirangi tamoto, MPR. If you're enjoying this podcast in Manawatu, you could make your very own, just like this one. MPR exists to help people like you tell your story or share your passion on air and online. Check out mpr.nz for more information. It's time for a community interview on MPR.
This morning, I am talking to Chris Brown from the band Menzies. The reason I'll explain the reason I'm halting in a second. Menzies is coming to the Stomach here in Palmerston North on Friday the 19th of July. So we'll play a song at the end. If you like the sound of it, you should definitely get along and check them out. I've had a brief listen to the EP that they're touring, so I am stoked. It sounds like a good idea. You should go do it. Good morning, Chris. How's it going?
Morning, Hugh. I'm really good, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing very well. There's a really hyper niche reason that I had to pause for your band name for a second, which is my boss is Scottish here at the radio station, and I went to school in Scotland. I lived there for about 6 years when I was a kid, and there's like a big department store chain called John Menzies, which is a little bit like a Arthur Barnett's, or there's like a big department store in Wellington as well, right? Or there was, but like nationwide. But the thing is that the Scottish pronunciation is Mingus, and it's like a marker to see if you like actually fit there or not, whether you say Menzies or Mingus. So I have to like just get my like primary school brain to not. Anyway,
I'm of Scottish descent, and Menzies or Mingus is my middle name. And so I almost feel like I'm doing a bit of a disservice to the actual origins of the name by calling it Menzies, as you know, as I would pronounce it if I didn't know any different. But anyway, that's what's happening. Maybe my great, great grandfathers or whatever wouldn't be happy with it, but that's okay. I'm not around.
Yeah, no, they probably won't come and haunt you at the Stomach. I haven't spent a lot of time with the EP, but I've really enjoyed what I've heard of it. I want to praise a thing which feels particularly New Zealand to me, which is a trick of being like deliberately a bit ridiculous and humorous, but also really heartfelt and doing both of those notes at exactly the same time. It's a really clever trick to pull off.
Thank you. Thank you. That's really kind. There's certainly no intention behind that, but I think as a band, we try and have as much fun as we possibly can do. And I think that's where lots of the enjoyable or slightly more like curious moments come in. But at the same time, we really care about what we're doing, and we want to make stuff that feels and sounds really enjoyable to us first and foremost. And so, I appreciate you appreciating that.
Oh, thanks. I mean, I think, like, you know, there's a, if you presented a big emotional moment in a very idealized romantic movie, then that emotion could be very, I guess, congruent and smooth. But in real life, you know, sometimes when you do try and present an honest emotion, it is like slightly ridiculous. And I think that's the thing that chimes with me with it, which like I say, I really enjoyed.
Thank you.
So this new EP, which is what you're touring around, called Spaghetti Land, is getting rave reviews from people as far away as MJ Lenderman in the States. That's quite exciting, right?
Yeah, that was a beautiful moment. We played a set at Camp Aloham in the Renegade Room, and he was there playing with his band Wednesday, and he just happened to roll through when we were playing and came up and had some really lovely words and a great conversation afterwards. So that was a lovely surprise. But yeah, it's nice that that people are enjoying it because we enjoy making it and playing it.
Fantastic. And I have to ask, obviously, as a point of Palmerston North pride, have you come through to the Stomach before?
No, in fact, this whole tour will be our first shows outside of Wellington. So really looking forward to getting out and playing around the North Island.
Oh, cool. That's a great milestone, kind of a first big North Island tour in support of something. So congratulations on that. That's really exciting. I mean, I have to ask, because the Stomach is, to my knowledge, kind of a unique facility. Lots of towns say that they would like something like it, like a venue come recording studio, which is like municipally funded, at least in part, but not many do. So I will be interested in what your thoughts are after you've been there. I've been really impressed with it as a venue space.
Yeah. I'm really looking forward to playing there. I mean, I love the all ages aspect as well. I wish more venues were like that. And similarly from afar, I just am so amazed and impressed at what happens at the Stomach. And they've been amazing to deal with. And so I'm really looking forward to getting and playing there. And we've got Pining Radiata and Persimmon both joining us for the show, whose music, both of those acts I love. So I'm looking forward to a fun time.
Yeah, it sounds great. It sounds great. And I do hope you get a good turnout. So can I ask a little bit, like, you say that this is kind of the first big tour outside of Wellington. What's the process of kind of building up to this point been like for you guys as a band?
Yeah, we came together the start of last year and were working on songs and fleshing them out together for the year and played some shows through last year. We recorded the EP start of December last year. And so it's taken from then till now to get all the mixing and mastering and all the rest video clip all done. And so it feels nice to finally be at this point when it's out in the world and living and breathing and people can listen to it and form their own opinions.
Amazing. And now we are coming up on time pretty shortly. So, and I would like to play a song. So can I ask, obviously this is like picking between your children, but do you have a particular favorite on the EP?
No, I don't have a particular favorite, but I guess I'm always interested. The two extremes at each end of the EP are 8 out of 10, which is really soft and gentle and a bit of a story, and then Son of the Stars, which is distorted raucousness and really enjoyable to do live. So I'm interested in both of those edges.
Yeah, I mean that was a thing that struck me about the EP, right? Like the concept of kind of loud, quiet, loud is a wee bit of an indie rock cliche, but the way that you guys do pivot between those bits, I thought was really skillful and really interesting. And like the incorporation of piano in the quieter, slower ones, that kind of really leans into the gentler feel, I suppose, to contrast with the big stomping guitar bits.
Yeah, thank you. And I mean, that just comes from, you know, I was like a classically trained piano kid. And so that's literally where that comes from, because where I'm most comfortable sitting with a band is with keys in front of me. But there's a bit more guitar these days as well.
I mean, it's all about making use of what you got, right? And that, like, that classically trained vibe on the piano is a really specific thing, and being able to use that and put it to that purpose is really cool.
Yeah, thanks. I mean, I always appreciate, I feel like it's surprisingly little that in like modern kind of indie or alt music, whatever, that you hear just a straight up and down piano, you know, or like even like a grand piano tone. Like there's so many synths and other things, and I just love hearing a classic piano in there, and so it's always a joy when that comes out.
Yeah, I mean, you know, like the rock and roll cliche was always like the bashed kind of somewhat the worse for wear piano, and then the rock cliche was the big organ sounds before the synths became available. So you're right, like the grand piano or the piano that doesn't sound like it's had a horrible life is a bit less common.
You're right, and yet like it's what is in all of the homes of the people, you know, like I mean maybe it's different now because there's a lot more keyboards and extra sounds and stuff around, but you know that's what's in people's homes and that's what most people tend to learn on.
Well, yeah, and you know, like a good piano will last a really long time. We've got in my house there's no one who can actually play it well, but we've got the piano that my granddad bought in 1940 something or other, and because he and then my mum looked after it, it's not, you know, amazing, but it's a perfectly serviceable piano. And if no one does anything drastic to it, it'll probably continue to be a perfectly serviceable piano for another 60, you know, whatever years. So they do just kind of hang around, right?
Yeah, absolutely. That's, I think about like the one at my parents, probably a similar thing. And even like, I remember getting like the little metal pins and putting them in the hammers on the piano to like turn into a honky-tonk piano. So I've probably done a bit more damage to it than I ought to have done a lot. Like harking back to that kind of rock and roll blues days of like, how can I screw this up a little bit? But anyway, it plays as per normal now.
Excellent. Well, look, it's been lovely to talk to you this morning, Chris. I do hope you get a good turnout. If people want to like follow you around the internet and keep track of what you're doing, what's the best place to do that?
Best place to find us would be probably Instagram. Our thing is just, I think it's like 3_Menzies, 3_. But we're also on Facebook, Bandcamp.
Excellent. And the EP's up on Bandcamp right now if people want to go get it?
Yeah, EP is on Bandcamp, Spotify, Apple Music, all the rest, all the places should hopefully be pretty easy to find.
Excellent. I always try and shove people in the direction of Bandcamp just because you get a couple extra dollars that way. But, you know, people are going to do what they can do. And
exactly.
It's good to know that you're all of those places. Excellent. Well, I'd like to finish off by playing a song off the EP if you're down with that. Do you have a particular one you'd like to play?
Look, it's morning time. I think let's not like rattle things too much. I think like let's go with 8/10. Let's ease people into the day with 8/10.
Magic. Well, here is Menzies from Wellington, soon coming to the stomach with 8/10 from the new EP Spaghetti Land.
Simmering back down to the beginning when our talks were on. Simmering back down to the beginning when our talks were dry. Turned up the karori swimming pool. I knew I shouldn't have turned up. I wasn't invited by my male friends. Must have been invited by one of the girls. Had an awkward day at the swimming pool. Had an awkward day at the swimming pool. Had an awkward day at the swimming pool. Waiting to get the bus back with Marcus Playo. Went to the toilet, came back and he was gone. He didn't wait for me. He didn't wait for me. He didn't wait for me. Didn't wait for me. gave me a kiss on the cheek and said I like you. Don't tell nobody. I leaned in close, said I need to tell you a secret. Gave you a kiss on the cheek and said I like you. Don't tell nobody. I ask how much do you like me? You write on the newspaper covering the table. 8 out of 10. 8 out of 10. 8 out of 10. 8 out of 10.
Been listening to another community interview on NPR, also available on demand at npr.nz. If you enjoy this NPR podcast, please consider subscribing. Our podcasts are available on all major podcasting platforms: Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Spotify, as well as the accessmedia.nz app. Support this show and others like it by giving a donation. For more information, go to www.npr.nz/donate.